Okay. Any other questions for the finance committee?
Another question.
So,
do we all of a sudden have money for a full-time manager and program director?
No.
Good question, right?
Great question.
That's why we're passing.
That's why.
What is that?
So I'm just.
Point of information. So I would recommend, rather than two part-time positions, that we have a full-time manager who can handle the program director or delegate with the rest of the staff or volunteers. Part-time managers are horrible.
I can comment approach from a full-time general manager may have great incentive, assuming there's something to be done, to hire, raise money for a program director.
Part of that is MSRC as well as finance, and I think that we're working together to answer some of these questions so that I can give you an informed answer. Right now, I can't. I have material. I've gone through it. I have made notes. I was going to meet with Markeisha. I didn't. I'm going to meet with her now. And before we have our next meeting, I should have some of these answers. But as to money, yes, we need money. If we're going to do anything, it becomes moot if we don't start raising money.
Point of information, there's a good chance, though, that Larry Winters is not utilizing the staff budget.
Point of order, that's not a point of information.
Okay. And I know most people are talking about money. Yeah. Everybody has something to say, so
right. Let me get the information. These are the things that we raised and we discussed in detail at the last minute. We know which points, which issues that we're going to have to address by having solid information in front of us and not guessing. We know those things that we have to work on, and we know the things that will hinder us from doing what we need to do as a budget. So, first time out of the gate, I don't know that I did a great job, but I think I did a successful job. Thank you.
Okay. Request information.
I was just going to contribute that I seem to remember the last finance meeting I attended. Both the program director and the manager's job was put into the category of part-time. And the reason that triggered my memory was, I think it's as long as 2 months ago, Bill Crusher sat in here and said that we needed to get on with hiring a manager. And I thought, well, you know, do we have money? Where's the money? To what degree is he going to be paid? So I concur. I hope we can get that information. I think, and this was last year's budget, which I don't think we ever approved, right?
Okay, and I love that everyone. Okay. I have lots of questions, but a lot of this is you're repeating the same things now. So PK has given us, the chair has given us her answer. She'll have a hopefully more informed report in our next meeting. So let's please try to give her that opportunity to get that to us.
Thank you.
If we will. All righty. Pacifica National Board and Committee reports up.
This is kind of for all the committees, just actually more a request. Please, the chair or the secretary of the committee, please email all of the LSB when you're having meetings, because things are always getting added and changed on the KPFDX calendar, and not everybody who's a committee member, there may be other people interested in attending the meetings, but they may not necessarily check the online calendar every day. So it's just kind of a common courtesy. And what we always used to do, the chair would always email all of the LSB and put in the subject line, you know, blank committee meeting, and then the date.
Thank you for that suggestion, David. We've had the orders of the day, so really I should be moving on with the agenda. But I'm trying to be a little flexible. If we can we hold your comment, Anissa?
Well,
okay, go ahead.
Just wondering, as you say, we've discussed the finances and stuff, but as far as the program director, is there a known candidate list?
It's an MSRC report.
Okay.
At
this point, there's not an agenda item, so hopefully by the next meeting, that question may have an answer.
But if we can get through this, we might be able to talk about it.
So. Might be able to.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on to now the Pacifica National Board and committee reports. That would be Bill, Adriana, Joseph, and Dwayne. So,
what's the information? I thought Bill was on the PNB anymore.
Yeah, he's on the PNB.
It was just sanctioned that as
well. Oh. Okay, so let's start with the lady first. You don't want to start? You don't want to? Oh, they want a written report. Joseph did have a written report. He did.
Yeah, I sent my report in writing, so I'll just take questions.
Okay.
Well, since nobody read mine last time, I didn't write.
Because you made some really good comments.
What did your report say?
I emailed it to everybody, so, but you're not getting your email. Okay.
I get paid to write.
I didn't run a copy of it, so I can't tell you what it said. Basically, okay, I'll give you the brief end of it. The Mount Hood Strategic Planning Committee, we've had one meeting, working closely with the IED to look at structural problems, and basically, Pacifica has structural problems everywhere, especially in how we manage as a business. We're an utter complete failure when it comes to acting like a business. Let's see. We're still working on some financial issues, and it's really important. Unfortunately, it seems like everyone in the world is trying to leak as much information on this as possible, which is direct sabotage of the foundation. And so I'm really concerned that we have some people who are, because they don't support, you know, they want bankruptcy, so they're trying to get as much information out and try to spoil the deal for us. But this is business negotiations. We can't afford people trying to do that. Let's see. That's about all I can tell you right now.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions for Joseph?
As it relates to the business and infrastructure, are we at any time going to get professional help?
No. That's in consideration in the strategic planning.
Okay. Anyone else have a question for Joseph? Okay,
go ahead. Well, I'm just making a quick comment. If you got any questions, you can call me or you can ask me now. But my observation is that 3 months in, about 45 hours in, if I had to do it over again, I wouldn't run. But since I'm not a quitter, I'm going to stick with it. And I have a game and a game plan, so to speak, to help raise money at the national level. However, we agree. I just want to point out that for probably the first time and the last time, this month, Bill, Adrian, and myself voted together, and Joseph voted differently. I think that's significant to show that I don't know if that's progress or digress or whatever it is, but it's not unusual that Bill and I and Adrian vote in the same way, and he be the lone Houston representative. Further, I think that I've made it very clear in my frustration that all the hours I've been subject to the PNB at my own request, I remind myself I requested it. I have told them consistently, my frustration is, I've not heard one word in all these hours that we've been on the phone, not one word about raising money. All of it has been about loans and getting us deeper and deeper in a hole that we have no plan to pay the loan. So subsequently, that is my real gist, although I feel we're going to have to go forward with the loans. It's almost like digging a deeper hole to be able to get out of the hole, if you will. But beyond that, I think some synergy and energy is being created among the PNB, where people are trying to reduce their egos and we-goes and real recognize the dirt and the dire situation that this foundation is in. And there are some who want to sell it off. We know that there's $100 million in assets. We know that WBI is our largest asset. And there's some on the PNB board and around the country that wants to sell it off, wants to sell KPIC, just break it up and sell it off. That's not why I was sent there, I hope, and that's not why I would stand for. But I have told them, before the year's end, we're going to have to restructure, because there's no good putting If we go out and raise $20 million from Hollywood and put it in this hole, and we're still doing the same stupid governance that we're doing, we're still being the same owner. So there have to be some internal structure changes as well as a strong ED, which means that we've got to give an ED a contract and some tenure, because these general managers have concluded over the years that they've outlasted 12 EDs, and so they don't have to listen to them, they don't have to respond, they don't have to be responsible. And that's just common sense if you've ever been involved in an organization. You know there has to be some consistency, some continuity, and somebody's got to be in charge. So that's what I'm trying to push, that we only have Mr. Livingston for 3 to 6 months. He's not our savior. He's not going to be the answer. It is the person coming behind him that is going to be charged with helping us to get this thing, and I'll leave you with this thought. I've asked for a national meeting here in Houston later this year.
Dwayne, I wanted to ask you, I know that the National Board already voted to proceed with the loans, but I'm curious to know if you, I'm curious to know whether your four loans are bankruptcies, if that had not already been taken care of.
Point of privilege.
And if you are interested in bankruptcy, is that something that with the new board, the new group, if it could be revisited?
You're asking questions that are getting into confidential material.
I'll be able to answer it without breaking confidentiality.
Okay,
I think I'm pretty adept at that. I think you used the proper term, that it has been authorized to go forward.
Right.
It has not been authorized. It has not been voted on.
Okay.
It has been authorized, but it hasn't been voted on. So there's no cut and dry things that we have agreed to at this point.
I'm not talking about a specific loan.
Because you have Adrian.
I want to make it clear that I ran on this, and I told you initially that I'm open to all of it. That nothing's off the table with me. So to answer your question, yes, loans. Yes, bankruptcy. Yes, selling. Yes, this. Yes, that. Nothing is off the table as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Point of order
before you go. The questions that is our practice, the question to the PMB should be answered to all the PMB members.
Okay.
Because I think that the information is important to know the position of all the PMB.
Okay, I apologize for that.
The question I'm not exactly who I should be.
So, if they direct it to one?
I'm answering that.
That's right.
If they direct it to only one, do I still open it up to all of you? Okay.
Sure, and I'm not
okay.
That.
All righty. Anybody? No? Bill, Adrian, or Joseph want to answer Rhonda's question?
I agree with a lot of what Dwayne was saying. Everybody knows we've been talking about loans since last summer. We still haven't figured out how we're going to pay off the big loan. That's still my biggest concern, and I've said so very emphatically. I'm also very disturbed that discussion about loans and stuff, I think, should be an open session. I don't think it should be an executive session. There's some other things that do need to be an executive session, but the big issues like that, I don't see. Only people we're keeping secret from is our members. You folks and the lenders we're talking to clearly know what we're talking about. I'm still really worried about the future with the collateral for the loans if we can't meet the terms of the loan. I'm also very disturbed we haven't seen the detailed loan documents yet. I have a meeting tomorrow, we're supposed to be asking our advisors about it, and we don't even know really what questions to ask. So, I don't understand the secrecy. Things are being kept from the board. I don't think we have an answer yet how we're going to get through this.
Okay.
The good thing is, I come up the other day reading an email. I realized that in 2001, what was the big move that they changed the bylaws and they changed the whole foundation? They were with the same scare tactics, and the amount of debt at that time, we're talking about 2000-2001, was $6.5 million. I think that everybody should consider that was much, much bigger than what that means the same thing today, right? Because we are talking about 17 years ago, right? What's interesting from sorry.
2003, I think.
Yes, was exactly the same amount, you know, 17 years ago. I believe that the idea of the loan was we need to give us a short period of time to reorganize the foundation. It's not the other way around. We cannot keep, you know, kicking the can down the road. The idea is this loan that we are talking about should give the time to reorganize the foundation, because obviously we cannot keep working the same way. That, I think that the important part that every board member knows that, and every board members agree that we need to work in how we reorganize. We need the breathing space during a short period of time to do exactly that. That's the idea. We cannot go into details because, you know, it's in the meantime that you are talking about specific issues before they are really done, you cannot, you know, put it on the
Okay, Joseph?
There's also this really interesting, people are talking about how are we going to pay off the loans? We already have these debts and they already need to be paid off. The loan, this whole process that we're going through right now is basically rearranging things in such a way that we're going to have more time to deal with our debts, and we're going to be able to do them much more efficiently, avoiding lots of fees and penalties. So we're actually, by going through this process and avoiding being stuff, we should come out way ahead. So I really think it's grossly misleading, which is typical, for people to say that we're incurring some kind of new debt. This is no new debt. There's no new debt here. In fact, you know, like I said, we're more than likely we're going to come out way ahead on this. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Listen to
this
question. No.
Okay,
no.
I'd like to rebut what the gentleman
said. No.
Okay.
No. Question and answer. Ask the question. Next person, because we have to give everybody an opportunity to ask a question.
Okay,
so I'm going to ask the PNB directors to limit your comments. Okay, and let's not get back into the back and forth. Just try to answer the question. Give each of you 1 minute to answer the question of the person. So start preparing your answer. Do you want to have a question, Jerry?
No, I just want to be in the stack. Ask the question, yes.
Okay, you will be, but Adrian.
I just
wanted
to be sure.
Okay, all right.
I wanted to be on the stack.
I saw you as well.
So, Dwayne and everybody else. So, all of the possibilities are being examined, correct? No.
Okay, right. No. We're going to start with someone else.
Sure. So, but I'd like to know if all of these things are being examined, and if not, which ones are off the table and why. Does that make sense?
Okay, everybody's going to get a chance to respond. Go ahead, Bill. Let's go to this, though.
Well, actually, I don't think all possibilities are being examined. I still think bankruptcy is the logical thing to do, frankly, and it will frankly cost less. But the people are terrorized of it, and they long don't even understand, and they're not willing to accept advice from experts on it. The PSOA, is this a public service operating agreement? It's like to release out the station to another organization. The one that's been proposed, actually by a small group in New York, who's affiliated with Manhattan Neighborhood Network. That's just one of a number of possible organizations that might have a PSOA, but they're pushing this particular one. The problem with the PSOA is it's prohibited by federal law and allowing to do anything else than pay current expenses. Okay, a signal swap, we got information on several of them last fall. The PNB didn't like any of them, so they're kind of on hold. I guess they're theoretically out there.
I think that at this point, the PNB have very clear that all the options are at the table. Some of them are more well-known because people have talked about that, but we need proposals. We are open to listen to every option because we need to know that we need to solve it. But like I said, don't be scared of the government because that doesn't exist. Our debt is exactly the same one that we had in 2001. That show, and our assets are humongous. I mean, like we were saying, the EAI license is 10 times our debt. I mean, but we need to work, obviously, and all the options are there, all of them. We listen to everything and listen.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's not like anything is really off the table. And if anything, I think, you know, just from what I get from confidential meetings and what I hear out here, there's a lot more rumor than there is out here than there is fact. So, you know, a lot of people are speculating about a lot of things. And frankly, you know, again, our purpose is to consider all options. Because, it's, again, if we had to sell a station to save the network, you know, we're not going to say, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. We're going to look at what it takes to save the network, and we're going to try to do it in a way that's going to keep the network intact. You know, so don't think, you know, we're not trying to preserve the network. That's the push.
Well, first off, when you take out loans, $3 million here, $1 million there, $2 million there, and you start off with just 4.2 to pay that off, you're getting interest paid, other fees, and other things added. So it is more. It costs more to do the loans than what you start off with. I want to make that point clear. As it also relates to, you have to ask yourself the question, do you go through these loans, and do you go through not being able to pay them back because you don't have a plan to pay them back because your cash flow is already messed up? That's why you're getting the loans in the first place. Almost like a payday situation. Well, you know you don't have enough money coming in every payday. You go out and get a loan, and you get in a hole, and then they take your stuff. Now, you could do that in bankruptcy and be at the mercy of a judge, or you can go and give all your assets to a loan entity, and then when you can't make the payment, they take it anyway. So this book of bear about bankruptcy, the loans can get you in that same situation by taking your assets because you default on the loan. But I think more important is that the PSOAs, all of that, all those things can be very dangerous. There have been examples where they're positive, examples of negative. The last thought, with my 10 seconds, I'd say, the MNN is equivalent of the local station here in Houston, Media Source. It's called the Houston Media Source. So we would give them KPFT for 10 years to run it. And then they pay all KPFT bills and think we will get it back in 10 years. Some say you never get it back. So these are the problems that you got to work through.
I think Ricky had a question.
No, all my questions.
Okay, PK?
I think the number one, the big question is that whatever choices that we do make, it's got to be based on trusting the people that you're working with. So it was interesting that you all mentioned that the three of you agreed to something and somebody else didn't agree with in the vote, and that seems to be tearing us apart sometimes because we think we ought to vote with the people that we trust rather than the discussion about the issues that are being brought up by everybody here on the PMP. It is not about us all agreeing together. So I would like to know from each of you, how are we going to go forward this year, because this continuation of last year is really messing with my psyche, because it's about the business at hand. And we should be talking about raising money too. You know, I know the rumor is that I came here to get Bill. I didn't have Bill on my radar. I came here doing graphics and design and things that people could have, whether it was the car show or the event happening at the last concert cafe or whatever. I realize that our biggest problem is that we do not trust each other. And the trust is earned. And it's not so much that you might have lied to me one time. It just is that now I can't believe you next time. Okay. You know, I'm listening to everybody, and I have this thing in the back of my head, can I trust that? And the answer is no, I can't trust that.
So what's your question?
So my question is, how am I going to trust you?
To do this, every PNB?
To the four PNB members. Look,
okay.
This was never about either or. We all work together, we all perish together. That's just it in a nutshell. So I'm asking the four of you, how the hell are we going to be able to trust you to represent us? Because, you know, in the end, our focus should be on KPFT.
Okay, there's your question, Adrian.
The first thing is, PK, when we are elected directors, we represent the station, but the bylaws say very clearly that our first obligation is with the foundation.
I get that.
That is the first fact. How you will trust us, I think that is in the personal basis. You know, no one of us is the new kid in the block. We know exactly how we were acting during all this time and during all these years. You should, everybody can make their own decision who trusts and who don't. But basically, what we are seeing here is trust the people that ask for transparency all the time. We just mentioned a few minutes ago that he doesn't have all the information. You know, happened to me during a year and a half. I was asking for the same thing, being at PNB and never receiving. That is the important thing. Everybody should receive the information. Then, after the decisions are being made, the director should come to the LSB and let you know what we did and why.
Joseph.
What is it, the trust? Well, trust.
I don't think that's possible right now. I don't
compromise.
Think anybody else. And,
you know, we're all in this, and it includes in this body, includes any group of people who are trying to work to do something. And nobody gets to run the show. And that's some of the problems. We have people who walk in the door and say, my way or the highway, and they lie and they stand people in the back. If they're not getting their way, they're manipulating to get their way. That's not what a democratic body is supposed to do. A democratic body is about compromise. It means we have to work together. And again, yeah, I have some definite disagreements with my fellow members. And what makes me okay with that is that most of them are honest. They'll tell me the truth about where it is they're coming from. And I can speak to any of you about the truth of the situations with limits of the confidentiality. That's how we make progress. It's not about not having disagreements. It's about having honest discussions, honest debate, and for us to know what's actually on the floor and not having somebody set traps for us. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel that we have to work together. And, you know, there you go.
Wayne?
Well, I'm going to refer to this great philosopher, Fred Brown, who raised me, said that it's a lot easier to lose trust than it is to gain it. And I hope that what I have done here locally and what I've said and what I've stood for has earned some degree of trust, even when you disagree with me. You don't know where I stand. And I tend not to change my mind on a whim. But if there's additional information that gives me pause and cause, I will change my mind. But I really can't know how to make someone trust me other than the fact that look at my walk. And if my walk is crooked, good reason not to trust me. If it's been straight, good reason to trust me. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Short subject.
Most of what all the others have said, and that's interesting, yeah, but there is a lot of distrust. You know, a lot of it comes, it's not just in this room or on our LSB, but on all the LSBs and on the PNB. A lot of it comes from people that are, you know, stories that people are whispering behind each other's backs, smear campaigns. stuff like that. I know it's been directed at me, it's been directed at some of you, it's been directed at people from other stations. And I just try to be honest with people, and I tell them what I think they need to hear, other people at PMB. Sometimes they don't like it. Sometimes they really don't like it. But I think, you know, they need to hear certain things, and they can disagree with me. But, you know, we have problems when people, you know, they're not looking at the facts objectively. Adriana's right. We have an obligation to look out for our stations, but also, most important, is the whole foundation. And so we have people at some of the other stations that are just so intent on denying that their station has any problems whatsoever. And we have to work, we have to break through that. We have to get people to realize, let's recognize what the real problems are and the difficulties. We're not going to make progress in solving them until I think we can agree on those basic underlying problems.
I agree with that.
Jerry?
Yeah, my question is, what happened to the Empire State Building, which supposedly was going to freeze bank accounts in January 15th or something? I might be off by a week or something.
Thanks.
That's my question.
That's some of the stuff we can't talk about. But
well,
it's
they haven't
still,
been frozen, right?
Well, well, we can't say they haven't been
still
frozen.
There? Exactly.
Well,
the boogeyman is still
the boogeyman didn't happen, right?
They haven't yes. seized any accounts yet.
But they could
at any time.
They could at any moment. They can.
But I think the point is that they haven't, so that does indicate that what they're looking for
just
is some positive
the
movement.
So-called loan process, is something pleased them or something, or just... Nobody knows.
Well, if you were in that situation and I owed you $2.1 million and you figuring and bickering and talking about you're going to go to bankruptcy, what would you do? You would take action immediately, and they haven't done it. They haven't done it. So that ought to show you right there that they've got some good faith and they're seeing that we're trying to get these loans, so they're holding off to see, are you going to operate on good faith?
Okay.
That's how I perceive it.
Absolutely.
Any other questions? Oh, Ted, I'm sorry.
I would like your reaction to my concerns. My concerns are that while we may not be in any worse financial shape than we were in a long time ago, we hear here in Houston that our membership, which means our listenership, is dramatically lower than it once was, and I would assume that that is true throughout the network. I have another concern. Akua sort of expressed it earlier today. That has to do with the quality of our programming. So did Otis and his concern about the fact that we may not be meeting the disputed, I don't know how you, some of the board members who quibbled over this do so, but disputed role that we have to make sure that programming meets the geographic and demographic needs of the community. I also have another concern, and that is that I was told by programmers who I have serious doubts about, and I would like to hear your thoughts on this, who said, this fund drive, we're going to do it differently. We're going to have a lot more programming. We're not going to interrupt and interrupt and interrupt. We're just going to intersperse our regular programming. And now I hear incessant pitching for money, which I've been told will run off listeners, and I presume that is correct. I also heard from Tom Livingston when he was here last month, that we have our number one marketing tool is our airwaves. He talked about the idea of advanced programming. I have never heard anyone say that at 2 o'clock this afternoon or previously at 5 o'clock this afternoon, you will hear from this wonderful voice that aired earlier today. Even though we know exactly what's going to be on, we don't do anything like KUHF in terms of advanced programming. They do it 3, 4, 5 times an hour. Do those things concern the national board members, and are you doing anything about it? And lastly, has the fair hearing,
we can't get to all of that.
Has the fair hearing about MNN actually happened?
Okay, I'm going to ask each board member to take one of Ted's concerns and a question, because Ted, they can't answer all four of those.
That's well, you're supposed to write some goddamn things down.
Okay.
No, you stop asking so many goddamn questions.
Hey, whoa. That is definitely, both of you are out of order.
Thank you.
Okay, Joseph, whichever of Ted's concerns and a question you would like to answer, please do so.
Actually, I kind of found it strange because I was here on Livingston's presentation. I don't believe he mentioned that our best resource was using the radio station to advertise itself. In fact, I believe he mentioned that it's ineffective to try to use your own radio station to advertise yourself. It's like relying on customer reputation or something for a business. He did mention that we need to do some external marketing. He did mention that we need to worry about bridging and connecting with other organizations in the area. Things that will cause a direct and a radical increase in our listenership, because that's really needed. So I guess that's the point I'll cover.
Wayne, would you like to cover a point?
Maybe. As it relates to the PNB and programming, that's moot until we get a programming council going, as well as here locally. Secondly, I forget the other stuff.
M&M.
Oh, no, there's no been discussion of M&M. That's why I want a national meeting here, to have a national debate on all of these issues.
What's M&M?
Membership numbers.
Membership numbers are down all across the board, all across the network.
Okay, Bill, did you address one of Ted's?
Well, the first one, I believe, was the about membership. And yes, membership has declined at all the stations. It's declined most dramatically at WBAI, the New York station. They've lost, I believe, over two-thirds of their members. And they're the ones still struggling by far the most financially. Not making essential services payments about a quarter of the time, not paying anything on tire rent. Where most of the deficit's coming from. I think we really have to address that. The other stations are doing somewhat better, but we do need more outreach and promotion and marketing.
Adriana?
I think that we can, we can devote a whole program, a whole meeting to talk about the problem
exactly.
At WBAI, but that's not the point of the problem at that. But in my view, I agree that we need to increase revenue, no doubts about it. We need to start cross-promoting. That is what said Tom Livingston too. I mean, every program talk about the next one or things like that. But in my view, I always, I don't know, must be because it's the way that my mind works. I believe that organizing is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't matter how much money you raise if you're still having a black hole where everything goes there, doesn't make any sense. I mean, we can work all of this together. In my view, we need to organize. We need to stop this hemorrhage that is happening with the finance of the foundation and then start building from there. In the meantime, but we don't need to go one or the other. We can do all together. You know, in the meantime, that is fun, right? In the meantime that we do that, and remember that since I started this board, I heard every time that we were complaining about something, the answer was, oh, the other stations are worse. That is one of the big problems or illness of the foundation. Everybody needs to take care of their own portion, and the excuse is not others are doing worse. We need to solve our problems here. If every station does the same, the PMB will do it really faster, better, and we can do the foundation will grow.
Okay, thank you. I'm looking at the time. It's 9:52, which means we technically have 8 minutes more for this particular
issue. 20 minutes on this. But the 20 minutes are allocated for this. They have more than
20
minutes.
Yes, I know.
I'd really like to try and get
I'm going to try to add
this motion. To ask people to discuss this
closer.
Point of information?
Call orders of the day.
That's what we're about to do right now. Point of information.
Since Mr. Winters has not graced us with his presence again, did he send a report this time?
I don't know. I don't have it.
No.
He's still sick.
I don't have his report. He'd be dead.
What's wrong with this guy?
Yes, I know. At this time.
My understanding, usually Wendy does it, so she's sick too. Or?
Right.
Yet again, I will say I don't have it.
So, thank you.
That's all that I can say is the chair. And it was not forwarded to me from anyone else. So, I don't know about that. PK, I know you're concerned. It is 9:53. And we do know that from public comment as well as from PK, this issue of promotion has been tabled to this meeting. So are we willing to go a little bit past the time? Can we go past the time? I don't know.
Motion to extend.
Yeah, I was going to say motion to extend 20 minutes?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
11:08.
Okay.
For what?
Motion to extend. Any objections?
No.
Hearing none. Let's go ahead and now we will, since we don't, if you have any comments or something for Larry Winters, please write them so I can give those to Casey and she will make sure he gets those. Let's now look at the motion under unfinished business. PK?
I made this motion based pretty much when Larry Winters took over and immediately there started to be a censorship. And recently I've learned that some programmers were trying to work with other programmers about Black Panther, and they had made a PSA for it. And a couple of people said, I can't do it, I'll lose my job, I'll lose my program. Now, I could tell you who some of these people are, but they really are afraid that they will lose their program. And the censorship, you know, you can't talk about what's going on, but some people do talk about what's going on. Dwayne Bradley did, he used the bully pulpit to tell everybody what he thought was going on or what he wanted us to know what was going on. And these programmers, it doesn't have to be factional. They can tell news, they can tell their support for the station. But I think this gag order and the censorship, hidden as it is, but real, should be that we should tell this general manager, this interim general manager that was chosen for us, that it is no longer acceptable and that the people who have programs that do their programs, raise their money, and are doing things to make things work, have that gag order removed and the threat of losing their programs rescinded.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay. So now it's up for discussion.
I have my hand up.
Oh, okay. I take it to a four.
I listened to the first 20 minutes of Larry Winter's show last Saturday at noon. Within that 20 minutes, he disparaged the board twice. It was pointed out to me by one of the board members that he is also a member of the board. The previous week, Stacy Davis pitched with him. They made sexual innuendos. Every time I had the radio on, I heard one. They were talking about PPs and Ricky Scaredo's nuts. I understand this was the case this Saturday. But the point here is disparaging the board. So he is taking the station's information against the gag order and using it. It's not the only time I've heard him do that either. Practically every time I hear him on the air, he's doing this. So I guess it was what okay for some, but not for others. I've got a problem with that.
Amos,
yeah. Are you against?
Thank you.
No, I'm not against. I'm for it.
Anybody against? You against the bill?
Against the motion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, people wonder about this is a new thing. There's been a gag, like this really not a gag order. There's been a policy that Pacific has had for years about not airing dirty laundry, internal conflicts on the air, especially in a way that's disparaging of other people. And
show it to me.
And
yeah,
Andy passed it years ago. I don't know. Part of the problem is finding stuff in the minutes from past years. I'll see if I can find it, but it sounds like from what you were saying is there's a second or third hand information too. It'd be nice to hear the specifics. I've heard some things that were, say, way out of, were quoted way out of context, and when I went back and checked, it was, well, it wasn't what the person had thought they heard. So I don't know, I just like to hear more specifically what it is, but I don't know anything about PSAs being blocked or people afraid to report a PSA. I don't know what was in the PSA, but I guess that would be the question too. We need to find out what the specifics are.
Request for information.
May I respond to that?
He had a
request for information. Madam Chair, could you ask the member who referred to Larry being on his program on Saturday to clarify that he did mean this Saturday?
This past Saturday?
It should
be this past Saturday.
This past Saturday, twice disparaging the LSB. The previous Saturday or Saturday before that,
that's your request for information. You can't.
The FCC violations that I heard were two weeks ago.
I have another request for information.
And I was told that there were FCC violations again this Saturday.
Madam Chair, I have another request. I think it's germane to the issue that we're faced here. We're talking about a general manager. The question that our board member just stated, that the man was sick, that he was pneumonia, giving us a friend he had dead. I want to know, how can he be at the station talking noise on Saturday at the same time, and he's not here in this meeting, or at least sending a report, because pneumonia don't work that way. I've had pneumonia before. You can't go down to the station and talk noise about people. So which one is it? Is it fake, or is it real?
I know what it is. I'll tell you the truth, too. I would also like to make a comment in general about the gag order. PK, I would encourage you to encourage those programmers to break the gag. In other words, to go ahead and speak. My reason is twofold. Number one, it would be highly irregular, and I believe that we could fight it, that they would ever lose their show. They would get disciplined, possibly, okay? But that can be effective. The other thing is, I've heard people on the air doing the same thing. Larry is aware of them doing it, and he don't do nothing about it. Nothing about it. Now, what happened on Saturday is this with regards to Larry and being sick. Larry is really sick, and he's on cortisone, and we don't want him there anyway because he's really agitated and, like he's on steroids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened on Saturday was Larry was not planning on coming.
In his personnel stuff?
No, it doesn't. Hey, let's talk about.
I'm gonna post this on YouTube. Isn't this personnel?
But it's public stuff.
Let's keep it real. Please, no more talk. So anyway, Larry was not going to come in on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Ricky Scardo perceives Larry Winters as being extremely incompetent and talks about him on the air. So Larry came into the building on Saturday. This is true. This is the truth. Larry came in on a Saturday because he was mad at Rick.
Went too sick.
He was mad at Rick. Well, he did it to his whatever. I mean, he is sick. He's probably going to be, he's very sick.
Not sick, no, no, no.
But anyway, long story short, and just so you know, in past years, I, as a programmer, have broken gag rules. And what happens? I get, like, suspended from a show. So there is precedence where if these people were to, their shows were to genuinely be threatened, we would have a leg to stand on. And again, like I said, Larry hadn't said a word to Rick. He comes in there and talks to him on there, but I would think that the manager should call that programmer in and have a
professional manager.
Well,
I'd rather go after somebody's chest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just sharing my experience and saying, hey, break it.
I'm hearing you,
Chair. Just want to be on staff.
Okay. Adrian, Ted, Joseph,
and then Matthew.
And then Matt. Okay. And remember now, we trying to get out.
Yeah.
7 minutes, unless y'all are like.
I appreciate what Rhonda has shared. Yeah. I really do. However, I'm also very afraid to encourage the programmers to do that, because it is my understanding that Lisa Blaylock lost her show because of something similar to that. Rhonda, anyway, so that, I guess that's another discussion, but that's a very scary proposition so I would prefer it to come from us as a right, okay. And then the other thing too is, if Larry is disparaging the board on the air, talk about an instance of airing our dirty laundry. If the whole idea is for us not to air our dirty laundry, what is a general manager doing airing our dirty laundry on the board and then prohibiting everyone else from doing it? That's interesting. And I'd like to know, furthermore, if anyone is doing anything about this, and if the IED is aware that Mr. Winters, who doesn't even deign to show himself at this meeting, is disparaging the board on the air.
I support this motion, and I just want to make it clear that my understanding of its passage will be the gag order being lifted and the opportunity for the board to once again have its monthly report to the community. When I vote yes for this, that is my assumption that is what I am voting for.
Thank you.
Okay,
I've actually personally listened to like the Dwayne Bradley and Bill Grozer show running down the board and the foundation. I've heard Sandy Wyman insulting what's best and the foundation. Larry Winters is what we're talking about. So to suggest. The thing is, I would probably in some ways be in support of something that said, okay, we're going to make sure that we keep our programming clean. Clearly, there is no emphasis from management to keep anything clean. What's happening is we have a manager who's promoting propaganda and denying anyone else the right to speak. And clearly, their judgment is extremely bad. I would trust our average programmer over this kind of crap. So I just think that it's ridiculous that we're allowing this kind of factional abuse and again, creation of a hostile environment at the station, terrorizing programmers who just don't happen to agree with certain people. Thank you.
Matthew and then Adrian.
I would like to make a friendly amendment. Under our duties of Local Station Board of Pacific Powers Duties L, to maintain a discrimination-free atmosphere, that any programmer that is in threat of losing their show, that be reviewed by the LSB before that action is taken.
Second.
I take that amendment. I think it's great.
That's problematic.
Why?
Adrian and then Dwayne. Okay. The first thing is two different things. It's true that was always we heard that you shouldn't wash our dirty laundry on the air because it's not good for programming, but it's different to a gag order. And you see very clearly what happened to us. We have during 15 years a general manager have a program. Now we have an interim general manager that have a program. That is the ridiculous part of it. You cannot be the manager and really be manager and use a mic to help your cause. That is a problem. I think that, like Rob said, but like Adrian said too, it's really dangerous because the LSB cannot do anything. I hope that we could. But more than evaluation, the FCC rules said that what goes in the air is the general manager and the program director. They are in charge. We can complain, we can evaluate, we can say whatever we wish, but the reality that only can, and we cannot tell them that they cannot do it. And we cannot reinstate somebody that is in take of the air. That's why I agree that we should ask for the gag order and we should send this probably to the PMB and to the executive director saying, this is a problem that we are having in KTFD. And this is happening. And maybe we have from the executive director, the only one that can come and tell to the general manager, sir, this will not happen anymore. And that is the last word. It's not that, you know, you just say, no, stop that. He's the only one we can.
So I
motion to extend 10 minutes.
Yeah, I have a question.
And got a motion to extend. Any objections? Hearing none, extending another 10 minutes.
Okay. I've got to reiterate what Adriana said, because as much as I don't like it, structure, process, protocol, and systems are in place. Even if this was a private radio station, you couldn't have your board, people who own it, go and tell a manager to do this and do that. The proper protocol would be the board would set a order, and that manager's job is to carry out that order. As she indicated, the FCC does not hold this LSB responsible for the airways at KPFT. It does not hold the PNB responsible for the airways at KPFT. It holds the general manager, and the general manager have all power. That's why it's so critical. But when you have an opportunity and a window we have, that you put a general manager and an ED with good comport, with good values, good morals, because in the end, once you put them there, baby, you can't micromanage them, no matter how you want to try. So the reality is that we have an opportunity now to set this thing in order. Dealing with Larry and telling them to do this and telling them to do that only in an advisory capacity. However, as Adriana pointed out, what we should do is write to, through our chair, write through to the IED and say, this is what's happening and this is what we propose you do to correct it. He has the power to fire Larry, to correct Larry, to immediately admonish Larry, but we don't have the power.
And we
can't
wait still.
PK, you can.
So my question is, though, that injustice is, you know, no justice, no peace. We've got to know, how do we stand up for the programmers and membership and find ways to have conversations that don't go against the, you know, the precedent of using the airwaves, which are being used by a certain group of people, and others are being threatened. And it's not third-party hearsay. It's having conversations with people who trust me not to out them until they're ready to be outed. You know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that to them, and then I can't do anything about the fact that they lose their programs. And I did that with Lisa, you know, because what happened to her had more to do with her guest than it did with her. But, you know, she had proof that what had been said against her, which, I'm sorry, a general manager shouldn't be having those kind of discussions, whether or not he likes the person or not. So, you know, if the whole point to bring it to the LSB is that we do have, you know, fiscal and fiduciary responsibilities, but we have a responsibility to the people who voted for us and who trust us to represent them. And that means that some of the people that we're representing may not be liked by some of the other people, but it doesn't matter. They're all members and they all get a voice. And this has been going on far too long, and it is time for us to do something. And if we can do that by, you know, writing, sending this motion and the problem to the IED with a responsible answer to how we do this, then I'm all for that. I'm all for that. Because I don't want to go marching up. I've already been accused of occupying the station. You know, I don't want to do any of that. But I'm willing to do it for the programmers who are scared shitless.
Move to previous question.
Yeah, move to previous question.
Hey, Rachel, man.
Unless there's no more discussion, then we don't have to waste the time with this vote.
Okay, I guess, are we clear on what the motion is?
Well, he said there was a problem with the amendment, so...
Can I defend my amendment for a second?
When would be an appropriate time to defend my amendment?
Why can't right we just now, vote on it?
That's
well,
the
because I have to respond to somebody and
no, you don't.
And well, I would like to respond to what has been raised well, by Duane. Yeah.
What if you found out it wouldn't matter the way people vote? Would it matter then?
I'm going to let the chair decide. Point of order. In general, it's inappropriate to call the question when there are still people who want to speak. Thank you.
No.
Okay.
That's
point of order. And I know that we use these parliamentary procedure tricks to get done what we want to do to move it down the road. But since we chose to extend the time to deal with this issue, I think it's only fair and right that as the chair, and of course you can appeal my decision, that we allow us to have this discussion and get it out.
All right.
So Matthew,
I appeal the decision.
Okay. You can appeal.
Is there a second to this appeal?
Yes.
So,
three things I want to point out is from the bylaws, Article 7, Section 4, it says by resolution, the Foundation's Board of Director may delegate any other corporate powers it deems appropriate to an LSB with regard to that specific radio station. Which suggested everything above that, which is where L right is that we do have a corporate power. We oversee the general manager. And this is also very clear from the bylaws because it says things like you assist in fundraising activities, you reach out, but then it also says to ensure that the station works to maintain a discrimination-free atmosphere. And we are not, and by being an oversight board, we are not making the decision, but we are just making sure that the appropriate actions are being taken in the appropriate way. And I believe as an oversight committee to the general manager, that is our duty. Thank you.
I agree.
Okay.
I don't disagree with that.
Anyone else has anything to say?
I'll say one thing quick.
Okay, Joseph, I'll get you. I did saw Joseph first and then you bought.
I just want to add real quickly. This whole situation, I mean, it's like all these arguments we have with Wanda's, and what was that person, Stacey Davis, and these people are like calling each other names and stuff. I think a lot of this conflict is generated from this toxic environment. So it really is something we need to address. Thank you.
Mine's a question to the motion maker. Were you? Did I hear you basically concede your motion to taking a different course of action?
No, the friendly amendment that Matthew made.
Yeah.
And then it got debated as to whether or not we could do that amendment. And Matthew, for me, just kind of solidified that as an oversight committee, we could actually do that, and we can do that in some of the ways that we've been talking about doing it. So, no, I didn't concede my motion at all.
Oh, okay.
Anissa?
Well, one thing that did not get brought up earlier, we were disparaging about the program council. I don't know if anybody knows who exactly is that program council, because guess what? They've never met. And you know how I know? Because the people on that particular program council, Cliff Smith, who's not in this room, Mike Lewis, who was given an unexcused and unfair absence, and myself. And I can tell you that when we talked about the program council way back in November of 2016, and this was brought up and argued about in front of George Ryder and such, that nobody has ever said anything about actually convening a meeting of this supposed program council.
Mr. Martin?
May I speak to that? You're absolutely right, member. In 2016, I was the chair, and I tried to push this issue further. Even when I knew I wasn't going to be the chair, I asked the organization, the body, to set meetings in January, February, and March, because I knew it would fall down. I knew it would get lost, and it did. Now, having said that, we have a committee now that I would like to read into the record.
Dwayne, what? He just had a point of order.
This has nothing to do with the motion, I think, does it?
Well, I think that members need to be clear on this PC thing, okay. And you have created.
And he's right. That has nothing to do with the motion that we're talking about.
Okay.
So let's are we ready to vote on this motion with the amendment?
Okay.
Yes, let's do that.
So do we know what we're voting on?
The motion with
the motion that you see on here with this amendment that says any programmer facing removal shall have their situation reviewed by the LSB. Matthew, is that the correct stating of your motion or your amendment?
The only decision at the end is before they are removed from the air.
But how can we do that?
Okay, any programmer facing removal shall have their situation reviewed by the LSB before their removal?
I
don't think that's going
to be. I need a clarification. No. Do we have an amendment to an amendment on here, or do we have just an amendment?
No, just an amendment.
So there was no adjustment made to this amendment that I have printed here?
No.
There's
a friendly amendment.
So I want to unconfuse myself. We're dealing with, and we're going to be voting, Madam Chair, on the amendment to the amendment,
right.
To the motion.
Yes.
To the motion. Amendment,
yes.
To the motion.
And this amendment has to do with this language about telling the manager what to do. Is that correct?
No. Yes. This is any programmer facing removal shall have their situation reviewed.
That's telling the manager, don't remove somebody until we don't have the authority to do that.
Exactly.
That's my point.
They bring it to us first.
You have to go to the IED with those issues and let him deal with it. This LSB does not have that authority.
The LSB couldn't go to the
Matthew read something and he interpreted just like people interpret things. He interpreted different than I interpreted. A through M is very clear. But the A through M does not give us explicit authority to tell a manager what to do. You can't read that in A through M.
Sure.
That's not explicit authority. Then sure means you go to his boss and make sure he's doing it. That's what that means. No, you don't have the authority as the LSB is what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Okay.
You don't have that authority. I would want the authority, but we simply don't have it.
That's your interpretation.
Right. You're absolutely right.
And somebody argues with it, they can bring it to the PNB.
Right. Madam Chair.
Why not at least try it?
Okay, Adriana has the floor.
Do we have to hear that the FCC, do every member of this body know that the Federal Communication Commission, FCC,
nope.
Said that only the general manager and the program director, they are in charge of programming. You can fire them if you don't want it later. But we cannot tell them that they can decide or not what programs goes in the area. Then I hope that we can do that.
Yes.
I hope that Matthew said this, that is the perfect thing, but we don't have that authority. Why are we passing a motion that we know that we go nowhere? Because we don't have that ability. That's my only problem with that. I hope that you were right, Matthew.
I do.
We're out of time.
Okay.
I do. I want to support.
Okay, are we ready to vote?
On the amendment?
On the amendment.
Okay.
All in favor of the amendment?
I can't.
3, 4, 5. I can't see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And Bob, too, but he was putting up his hand and he put it down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You voted for 10?
Yeah.
Keep your hands.
10, you voted for? 6, 7, 8. Okay. 8. Against?
Quite naturally, the PNB plus.
Okay. Amendment passes.
As amended.
And now the motion as amended. Which means what that is and plus the amendment. All in favor?
Can I ask an amendment?
No.
That we send this to the interim executive.
Well, that's automatic. You don't need to make an amendment.
Yes, why not?
It's not in here.
It will happen.
Okay, all in favor of the amendment?
motion is amended.
The motion has amended. All in favor?
The first one.
I just amended. Right.
The motion has amended.
Madam Chair,
No, we are voting right now. We're voting on this motion.
Once that one amendment is voted on, I can add an amendment.
No, we're out of time.
We're out of time.
We're way past time.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm going to abstain. I want to be against it, but I can't support it.
Abstain?
No. Just ask how many opposed.
I want to be on the record as abstaining.
Let's have a roll call vote.
No.
I'm asking you, Mr. Secretary, to place me on the record as abstaining. That's a personal privilege request.
Right. Joseph, say the same. You said the same. Bill?
I want to vote no.
Can't tell me I can't have the
record. Bill, you're saying no?
Yes.
I'm going to amend the record if you don't have it on there.
Joseph?
I want to be abstain on the record.
Okay.
What is the vote?
Okay, you've got 9-4.
Abstain.
You got 2
no's. I don't
want
to vote against it. I just want the record to show.
And 2 want to be on the record as abstaining. And there's Joseph and Dwayne.
What is the vote? 9 in favor, 4 opposed, and 2 abstaining?
No, 2
opposed.
And then 2 want to be on the record as abstaining. There's Joseph and Dwayne. Okay, we still have a couple of more things on the agenda, so I have to ask this question since we did finish the agenda. How many people are you available next week to complete this agenda?
No! Hell no! I think KC was going to answer that question.
Madam Chair,
that's
what we just said.
Okay.
I move we adjourn.
We've never been in such agreement.
Oh, my goodness. So I guess all the other business will have to be postponed until the April meeting. But we have to remember, look at your committees that are meeting in April, outreach for 3, development to be determined, governance for 4, MSRC for 4, and the next LSB meeting for 11.
Technology committee is meeting tomorrow night, Katz's Deli upstairs, 7:30.
Two announcements. The fundraising committee will be meeting on the 25th at a location that KC has placed. It's one of the churches up here, I believe, on Alameda, so it's not that far from here. Secondly, I want y'all to hear this, because Nancy gave me a charge that I can't carry out. The PNB directs the executive director to set up a program council as management committees at each station. This is back in 2000. The composition of the committee shall consist of, this is why I can't convey the meeting. The composition of the committee shall consist of 1/3 staff by STB election, 1/3 LSB by STB election, which we haven't done, 1/3 listeners approved jointly by the LSB and the program director. We can get around that, but we haven't done. By a procedure satisfactory to both. So since we don't have a program director, it'll be the LSB satisfaction. Term shall be for the maximum of 2 years for an LSB member on the term of LSB, whichever is less. So the point is that we have the right to do it, but we have not set up the membership. So I can't just convene a meeting until we set up the membership.
So what's your announcement?
That was my announcement. We need to set up the membership.
We are adjourned.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Woo!
Enjoy the fancy.